Treasure Galaxy is a production of Story Button. So if you want to hear the rest of season 2 and season 3 of Treasure Galaxy, you're going to need to get a Story Button. At storybutton.com, use the code TREASURE at checkout to save $10. Story Button is the device that makes it easy for you to listen to your favorite kid podcast without having to use a screen device, like borrowing mom and dad's phone or using a tablet. Yes, there's finally a better way to listen to your favorite kid podcast. Learn more at storybutton.com and use promo code TREASURE to save $10. The future of imagination lives here. And now, let's get back to Treasure Galaxy.
It's day 10 of Mission X. The coordinates the captain gave us have led us to a jungle-like planet at the edge of our galaxy. The Helix Nebula is parked a little bit behind me. We flew it in as far as we could, but the closer we got to our destination, the more dense the jungle got. So here we are, hiking the rest of the way on foot. Zeke, any words for the video log?
Huh? Greetings. According to the information I got from my sonic goggles, this planet has yet to be fully explored by the Space Alliance. I've collected some plant samples to bring them back with us so that our scientists can study them. The air is breathable, no signs of wildlife so far, but we're following Space Alliance safety protocols and bringing a sunbeam with us just in case.
Hi, Captain. Don't worry, we've got this all under control. Zeke rigged our GPS trackers to pick up large energy readings, so with your coordinates and our energy trackers, finding the solar diamonds will be a piece of cake. What was that?
Zeke, there is absolutely no information about this planet's wildlife.
Jungles such as these are known for having large, creatures.
Any idea how, big this creature might be?
I have no idea, but I might have something that does. Aha! Behold, my latest invention, kind of. It's something I've been working on since we left Mars. I present to you my physiothermal regulation tracker.
Your physio what a tracker?
It's a heat tracker. It picks up nearby body heat. See those three orange blobs are us.
Uh-huh. And what about that giant orange blob coming towards us?
As leader of this group, I say we run.
Yep.
MC, look out!
Okay, it still works. Sorry about that. This is still day 10 of the video log. Zeke's, heat sensor...
Physiothermal regulation tracker.
It picked up something large headed towards us. We made a run for it and, well, we had a slight run-in.
With a tree!
Yes, with a tree. Turns out the ground out here gets very slippery in the rain. Anyway, the camera was hit and stopped recording for a bit, but we think we were able to lose whatever was chasing us. At least it's not coming up on Zeke's physiothermal thing anymore. Good thing too, because this started going crazy a few minutes ago. I think we reached our destination. This is where the coordinates brought us. In front of us is a giant hill with a large stone door. I can't believe we made it!
Wait, I thought the captain said we'd be traveling to another galaxy.
Now that I think about it, the captain did say that. But if the solar diamonds are in another galaxy, why would the coordinates send us here?
I'm not sure. But we've got to find a way to get this giant door open. Look around for some kind of handle or button or something. Everyone be careful. It's pretty muddy around here.
Kai, are you okay?
Yeah. But who knew mud was so solid?
Kai, I think you fell on something.
I think you found the button to this door, Kai. Good job.
Thanks?
Now, to get those solar diamonds.
That doesn't look like solar diamonds to me. It looks like a swirling, colorful vortex.
I can't believe it. It's...
Spit it out, Zeke. What is it?
It's a bridge.
Doesn't look like any bridge I've seen.
It's a special kind of bridge. It connects galaxies. That's why the coordinates stop here. The solar diamonds are somewhere across that bridge.
Well, then, across the bridge we go. Come on, you two. Oh, wow. It's really dark in here. Everyone got their flashlights?
Yep.
Got it. Huh. Are we sure we're in a different galaxy? It looks like that swirling thing just led us into a cavern.
I've never seen this kind of rock before, though. And look up there. There's a small hole in the cavern ceiling. It's not raining and night outside. It wasn't nighttime when we walked through the vortex. Also, the stars. I've never seen those constellations before. And trust me, I've had them memorized since I was 5. This is definitely not our galaxy.
I know it's dark in here, but as you probably heard from Kai, the bridge has brought us into a weird-looking cavern. The coordinates stopped at the opening of the bridge, so I'm guessing the solar diamonds need to be around here somewhere. Hey, Zeke, Kai, activate the energy seekers in your trackers.
How far do you think this cavern goes? Echo!
Echo! Echo!
Wow! This place is huge!
Huge!
You don't think anything lives in here, do you?
It's scientifically possible.
What?
MC, I think I found something. The reading seems to be coming from behind this pile of rocks.
Coming!
Let me put the camera down real quick.
I got one!
Me too.
Me three!
And here's another one! And another!
There's gotta be hundreds in here. This could power years and years worth of space travel between Mars and Earth. And maybe even further.
I hate to ruin the celebration, but bro, your heat seeker is lighting up.
Incredible. Even though we're in a different galaxy, it's picking up heat signals from ours.
Be amazed later, Zeke. That giant creature clearly tracked us to the bridge. We need to grab as many solar diamonds and book it back to the ship before it gets here.
Well, we better hurry then. They're less than 800 feet away.
Pile as many solar diamonds as you can into your packs. Quickly!
Uh, 500 feet away.
I don't know about you two, but I think that's all my pack can hold.
200 feet.
That'll have to do. Get back to the Helix Nebula!
We're headed back to the ship now. I just hope we can cross the bridge before...
You guys? It's here.
Maybe it's friendly.
It doesn't sound friendly.
Everyone, find somewhere to hide.
MC!
Hurry and get up.
I'm trying. I think I twisted my ankle.
Oh, really? So you're one of the Space Alliance pilots we heard so much about? Gotta say, you're a lot younger than I was expecting.
Who are you?
Moi? Oh, How rude of me. Let me introduce myself. The name is Captain Nona Silvereye Jetson. And this here, well, this here is my crew. We're here for the Solar Diamonds, kid.